Australian True Crime. The live show is coming.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, Australian True Crime listeners. I thought I'd share an episode of my other podcast with you just in case you're going a bit stir-crazy and you've already finished that Tiger show on Netflix like I have. This is Welcome to Hell on my Nitty Gritty Committee podcast stream. It's me and my friend comedian Nellie Thomas. We're both in lockdown with our families. There's a lot of swearing and a lot less crime than you'll be used to from me, but you might be into it. Who knows? Either way, please take care. And I can promise that you'll definitely be into this week's episode of Australian True Crime because it's the very first in a series of Narelle Fraser conversations in which Narelle interviews law enforcement professionals she admires. Can you imagine? It's an absolute ripper. So have a crack at this or not. It's up to you, but I know you'll love this week's episode of Australian True Crime. Please take care. We acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which this podcast is recorded. We pay our respects to their elders, past and present, and to Aboriginal elders emerging.
I had to learn through friends saying to me, oh, you have to always type in amateur before whatever you want. So you're getting people having real orgasms.
Welcome to Hell. Last Friday night, Nellie Thomas and I hooked up with the beautiful Evie Jones from Gogglebox and I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. Our lucky Melbourne listeners also got to hear her on the radio when Fifi Box was on maternity leave last year. Evie and her friend Angie used to be on Gogglebox together, and then, of course, Angie was the Bachelorette. I did not know that while they were on Gogglebox, Evie and Angie were living in Sydney, sharing a house and acting as carers for a young man called Tom, who has Down syndrome and type 1 diabetes. I'm telling you this because she'll mention him a little bit later on in the chat. Eventually, the girls both moved out and a new carer called Scott moved in. So Evie's now living in Melbourne, and Nellie got straight to the bottom of her lockdown living situation.
Let me get her. Hang on. Let me answer the Evie line. Hi, Evie.
Hi.
Cheers.
What are you drinking?
G&T.
I'm drinking Wa'an.
First question, because I can see someone coming and going in your household.
Tash is stuck here, and she's from New Zealand, and she's a photographer for this beautiful house in Picton. Have you ever heard of Picton in New Zealand?
I have. It's so beautiful, yeah.
It is so beautiful, and she lives there with her partner, and they have a dog and everything, and it's wonderful. Because she's a photographer, she does TV stills. So she was doing Ninja Warrior, so that just got shut down. And so she's kind of like, I don't know whether to go or to stay, because, you know, if she goes, she's got to go into quarantine there and then she can't come back. And we're thinking, how long is the work going to dry up for? And if it comes back, is she going to be able to come back and get work? Because it's all here that she gets the work. So, well, she used to be my flatmate in Sydney. We used to be Tom's disability caring flatmates, with Tom in the middle, and there was me and Angie, and then when Angie left, I had another friend move in after a divorce, and then when she moved out, bought another place, I had Tash move in. So it's that kind of wonderful situation where you can, so we knew already what it's like to live with each other and have contractual work, so you're home a lot of the time, and then you're not at home a lot, and like all of a sudden, so we're doing really well. I'm glad she's here, because every time, every day I go, I'm just going to go to the shops, and she's like, no, you're not.
You're like, so my mother.
So you just go, I really need an eyebrow pencil, which is Nana Laurie's big,
big
consternation. What do you want to go to the shops for? Is it because I'm guessing you're an extrovert. You want the peeps?
No, I hate being in public now. Like I'm a bit recognisable. I don't mind it, but I don't embrace it the way. I think I'm a much bigger introvert than anyone ever. Like I think when you look at the meanings of both of those words, I am an introvert because I get so much from myself. I'm fine to be alone.
Yes.
I can be alone for a really long time, and I can entertain myself for hours on end. But when I go out, I just love, because I have an eating disorder and I have a binge eating disorder, which is mostly under control. It's starting to go crazy. Like, and poor Tash has just had to start seeing, as the news happens, all of a sudden I'm just there by the kitchen sink eating. But she goes, stop eating. I can't. This is my heroin. Like, this is what I do. Like, I can't. I couldn't get enough in my mouth. You know, for me, grocery shopping is my big addiction. Like, I don't buy much, but I just go, and it, for some reason, those aisles give me some kind of,
like, a dopamine
of calm.
I'm the same with a full fridge. Even if it's stuff that I don't want to eat.
Yeah.
Like, it's just the idea, you know, when you see on various shows, especially on the reality shows, if they're not in their own house, and they open the fridge and there's like a thing of soy milk and a lettuce, and I'm like, I start to have heart palpitations.
It's hard to look at,
with something.
Evie, are you scared about that, about like the sort of ongoing, endless nature of this coronavirus drama? Are you scared about how that's going to affect your binge eating disorder or your health?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, I'm already feeling really sedentary, and, you know, finding myself just going back and forth to the kitchen to shove more food in my face, and then trying to be really calm about it, and then try to get outside, because that's what really helps, getting out with fresh air and get the dogs out and everything. But, you know, you can't talk to anyone.
Yeah.
So I'm really good at being handling my anxiety, apart from that one action.
Oh, no, I'm 100%.
But I'm worried about the money, to be honest.
We all are, yeah.
I've signed on for Centrelink, so I don't know when that's going to come through. I've talked to my real estate. I've talked to my banks about my personal loans and everything. I've put everything in place that I can, and I'm waiting for some kind of an income. But what I'm honestly more worried about than anything is that I won't have that white first world privilege to just eat and buy whatever I want, like the bread I like, and, you know, that I'm going to...
Yeah.
It's just so first world and so awful, and I have to keep checking myself about it.
Yeah.
So
at the same time, I'm going to call you on that as well, because I think, of course, there's people worse off. But guess what? There always is. Like, that doesn't actually mean that your anxiety is not real. It doesn't mean your eating disorder is not real.
Yeah, and the difference is that you're talking about it so honestly. I think for a lot of other people, they're raging about other things and throwing tantrums about other things because they probably don't have the guts to actually be upfront and say, I'm angry because my life has changed and I don't know when it's going to change back. Yeah, and it's stressful and it's painful and scary.
Can I share with both of you, because I know we've all had eating stuff. One of my favourite things, and I wish I could remember the name of the poet, there's this beautiful African-American poet who's this, you know, big mama, lesbian poet in the States, and she wrote this beautiful piece, and the gist of it was basically talking about overeating and pain and the connection with, you know, childhood trauma, sexual abuse, anxiety, mental health, whole range of things. And she basically said, when you see that big butch bitch walking down the street, you think at least she's trying to nourish herself. And that has always stayed with me.
Well, yeah, God, that's so spot on. Exactly. And that's the thing, is that once you understand what eating disorders are all about, and that it's just your drug, it is just your addiction, and it's just your way of numbing, like any other drug, or not even a drug, shopping, sex, whatever it is, happens to work that you have gotten onto, that you can really deal with it a whole lot better because you're really acknowledging it and saying you're just doing what you can. I mean, I have such an amazing therapist who, you know, NLP therapy is all about having two people in the room. It's you and the child, you as a child.
Yeah.
So, and I've tried so much therapy, but it was NLP that really got me because I got to start acknowledging my child and saying, oh, honey, I'm so sorry these things happened to you. And no wonder you used to go home from, you know, school and do this. And when that happened afterwards, the first thing you do is get yourself, you know, a can of baked beans and have until you couldn't keep, you know, close your mouth properly anymore, that kind of thing. And when you have a self-soothing for a person that's real, and there is no one better to soothe that person than you as an adult. That has made a huge, huge difference for me. And when I can, I recommend that kind of therapy to anyone that really addressed that child, that really broken, damaged child.
Everyone's inner child coming out now. Like, I love everything about the girl line where they say the heart remains a child. And myself included, and so many people around me, like even the really, really smart, really educated, together kind of people, are just behaving like children.
Yeah.
And even if you have children, my daughter is 10 and she's started kind of shaming herself sometimes. But we have this beautiful cousin Edie. That's her cousin, who's just the most stunning baby who we adore. And I'll say to her, would you ever say that to Edie? Would you ever say that about Edie? She says, oh, my God, no. And I say, well, then how could you ever treat baby Dali like that? Like,
yes.
You know, how could you be so... And it really gets her because it's like, how could you ever be that cruel to Edie? You would never, ever.
That's a little nugget I'm going to take.
It is really good. You know, my friends and I, well, Angie and I, we say it all the time because she came into Sex and the City a lot later, obviously. She's 17 years younger than me. So watching it with her was amazing because I'm watching it all again. I'd seen it a million times, but watching her watch it for the first time. And there's this one, Miranda or Charlotte, having a go at themselves. And Carrie says, hey, that's my best friend you're talking about.
Yeah.
Angie and I use that to each other all the time. All the time, like, hey, you know, and I think there's so much in that.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Evie, the other day we were talking, Nelly and I won't retell the whole story, but we were talking about this time I was in Cambodia and this tuk-tuk driver had such a laugh with me as I was climbing into a tuk-tuk and it was groaning, right, as I was getting into it. It wasn't even his. And he just yelled out at me. He was like, ooh. He said, are you, 70 or 80 kilos? He loved it. He loved it so much. And I said to him, maybe 100. And he was like, woo! And it was just making him so happy. Like, I could see that he wasn't taking the piss at all. He loved it. He just couldn't believe it. And he wasn't
because they can't. They don't get to eat the way we do.
And also, I mean, they're tiny. I mean, they're like 5.5 feet tall. Like, they just couldn't. He couldn't get to my weight if his life depended on it.
Yeah. I couldn't get the 70 kilos if my weight depended on it.
Yeah. So,
I'm like, 70 kilos. That's not even my goal.
Yeah, I know, right?
Jesus Christ.
You know what, Michelle? When I was in Jakarta, I was stuck over there for 3 days, like on a layover, and I thought, I'm just going to go shopping. And so I went to a few shops, and all the lovely ladies, the tiny little Indonesians, Javanese, were like, oh, they're nothing here for you. You fat. You got belly like Buddha. Nothing offensive about it. And then I thought, well, you know what? I'm just going to go accessories. And if nothing else, I'll get shoes, because shoes are easy, right? I'm a size 9.5 to a 10. And every shoe shop I went, they're like, oh, you got to fit like bolts. They're like bolts. I'm like, I'm out.
They kiss my children. They go, oh, he's so fat. Oh, he's so fat. And they call people from other shops. They can't believe it. Oh, no, he's so fat.
Look at her. Look at her.
Yeah, I love it.
You know, there was the age where if you were fat, you were extremely wealthy. That meant wealth.
Of course. And you know what? Internationally, it actually still does. There is no, you know, obesity crisis in Albania. No. You know, like, we got to remember that. It's like, you know, this is in our minds, and this is not to diminish our eating disorders, but it's like, at the same time, it's not everything, you know. It's not... No.
And you know Absolutely what? No not. One ever got healthy from shame.
No.
I did an interview with ABC Radio in Kalgoorlie in Boulder. I went for an International Women's Day event. They invited me over as the guest speaker, and it was just the most amazing weekend. Like, they were just all so lovely. I got to see my first skimpy. I'd never even heard of what a skimpy was.
Topless waitress.
Yep, waitresses.
It's a long way from Tipperary, doll. It's a very, very long way.
I went to a tavern where everyone writes graffiti all over the whole place. It was exciting.
And did you go down the famous street?
Oh yeah. Oh god. Yeah.
You went and had a gawk?
Oh, with the sheds.
All the sheds. And
I have a lot of friends who work the sheds.
But it's so funny. What my favourite part about Kalgoorlie was when they told me while we were on the street with all the brothels on it, how you can't in Australia have a brothel and a police station on the same street, and they are on the same street. So what they did was halfway down the street, they cut the street in half and called it something else. I was like, Australia.
Great.
Thank you. That's what we do. So
that is ingenious. So that's Hay Street, isn't it?
Italy and Greece would do that better than us. Though that sounds very Italian. It's like, well, we just change the name.
Totally.
I have a friend who was a transgender woman, and she was working the sheds in Kalgoorlie as a sex worker. And word got this is a lot. Hey,
because they're trans.
Nobody knew. Nobody knew. This is like in the 70s or 80s. So she was post-op, but word got around town. A rumor got around town, and so the men started saying, "I'm going to find out. I'm going to find out." And so what happened, though, was the other women got together and they swapped rooms with her to protect her. Yeah, yeah. So nobody found out and it was all good.
That's what women, I find, you know, you get men that say, oh, women are the worst to each other. And I'm like,
yeah.
Have you ever been drunk at 12 o'clock at night in a pub, in a toilet? Yes.
Within the toilet.
Strange women you've never met before goes on. Yeah.
With a bodysuit that you can't do up again.
Yeah, blood on your white pants.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just a simple, great lip line that they don't know. Yeah. Where did you get it? Well, you get it. You have it.
Yeah.
I'll put it on for you.
Yeah, totally.
Fuck off. We love each other. When there's no men around, we will stand by each other like nothing else.
But I reckon especially women who are under siege and to some degree women on Hay Street Kalgoorlie working the sheds know that they're under siege to some degree. Oh my God.
I went into the local Wizard pharmacy and the girls all there recognized me. So they were all like, oh my God, what are you? And I had just gotten my period. What's the word? Like, it wasn't due. So I didn't have anything with me. And I've started going to perimenopause. So I've started for maybe the last six or seven periods having the worst loss of blood that I've always had really normal menstruation and all of a sudden I'm like, what the fuck? I got a doctor when I first moved to Melbourne and he's saying to me, I said, I think I might be going into perimenopause, and he goes, well tell me why. And I said, my periods are just different. And he goes, well, can you be a bit more like detailed or anything? And I went, well, I went to fart the other day when I woke up. And I swear to God, it looked like a crime scene in my pants. He goes, okay, you're good with your words. That's good to know. And you know what? The next time I went back to him, he goes, now you're the one who was reading his notes. Now you're the one that was saying you've got perimenopause. Now remind me.
Oh, he did.
Crime scene in the bed. He goes, oh, yes.
Oh, he did.
And I said, look, I'm losing so much blood. I'm like a halal lamb. And he went, I'm really getting. I said, I've never bled like this before. So unbeknownst to me, there's an entire medicine that you can take.
Really?
Stops the flow by any flow from wherever it's coming by 50%. Yeah. I was like, I'm not going through another bad period. I got my period in Kalgoorlie, rang my GP and went, can you get a script? Because I don't have anything. Can you get it?
It's halal time, doc. I need it.
Do you know what I love about that story as well is that, so I did about more than a decade of sex ed comedy shows with teenagers, right? And you can imagine, you both know, having been teenage girls, that the most common fear is basically if I go and have a pap smear, for example, or I go and get an STI test or all the things that you encourage sexually active people to do, you know, that I'll have a weird vag. And you're like, you know how irrelevant your vag is to that doctor. Like, even five a day, he or she is not going to remember yours, let alone 50, let alone 100. We're talking the thousands.
Can I tell you something, though? My friend had labiaplasty because she was so paranoid about it.
Yeah.
Like, just, you know, everything. And men would comment on it.
Oh,
and so she was like, I've got to do something about this. I think all of her friends were like, don't, you know, but she wanted to do it. Go ahead, every right to do whatever you want. You know what the surgeon said to her when she woke up? First thing he said to her, oh, it was a real mess down there, but fixed it up.
Oh,
so now
God.
She has this perfect labia, but that memory that it's not really hers. Like that, there's just this.
And you know what? This is, well, I've got two intelligent women who are honest. This is where I honestly really personally struggle because I am absolutely live and let live. If you want to get a boob job or you want to get your flaps trimmed, like,
yeah.
Do it. But on the other hand, I go, hang on, there is a bigger system here that is so fucking sick.
Yeah.
That would make anyone feel that they had to do that. Like, that is so extreme.
Surely this is porn related too, right? Surely this is porn related. Absolutely. That now we've all seen so many labias that we all have an opinion on what is meant to be a labia.
I have never in my entire life encountered a man who has been off, a straight man, who's been offered a vagina and gone, no.
That's what I'm saying.
Is this a generation who's gone, look, I would love to.
There is a whole new generation of that. Yeah, the last guy I slept with was younger than me, and he said to me it was a deal breaker to have hair.
What?
And I haven't shaved down there in, I can't even tell you the last time I ever had, because every time I did, I would just get ingrowns and I'm like, fuck that. I'm not lying and getting and paying for laser when I don't care. Yeah. Like, I think it's there also for a reason. I actually don't mind. I used to argue with my girlfriend, say, the bush will come back. And they go, it will never come back. I'm like, everything comes back. Believe me.
Stephanie's bush will come back.
Everything he said to me, you know, it's a deal. You know, I really struggled internally with it. Like, you know, I'm a 47-year-old independent woman. I can, you know, tell him to go forget. And then I was like, well, yeah, but I wouldn't mind getting some. So I went there. I kind of did what I had to do. And then I realised I don't want to be with him.
Yeah.
So next time we were just supposed to have dinner. And he was wanting it to go further. And I said to him, you know how I told him that we couldn't have sex? I actually said to him, I've let it all grow back. And he went,
Pornhub is not reality. Speaking of Pornhub, can you imagine how much that shit is going off during Corona quarantine?
Yeah, they've changed the rules, right? They've like made the premium free or something. Yeah. Is that right?
They've taken the membership fees away.
Oh, God. I mean, you have to laugh. It's also, as my youngest would say, disturbing.
I had to learn through friends saying to me, oh, you have to always type in amateur before whatever you want, type in amateur. As soon as you go amateur, you're getting people having real orgasms. You're getting people with real bodies. Right.
So
nothing is set up.
Amateur means real couples. As
couples have forwarded their videos in and they are real. Like there's no camera angles, there's no pretending, there's no having, like, you know, it's real. It's so
whatever.
Much better.
We're planning another lockdown live stream with Evie this Friday night, actually from 6 p.m. So if you want to hang out with us, just get onto the Australian True Crime Podcast YouTube channel. I'll put the link in the show notes and we'll be there. You can message us in real time and we'd love to hear from you. So until then, take care out there. Remember, everyone's nuts. So try and be forgiving of them and of yourself, okay? We're all doing our best. Or are we? That's a lie. Some people aren't, you know, whatever. It's hell.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news.
Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Australian True Crime. The live show is coming.